Now remember, Troy was destroyed by Greeks. Greeks that came from great palaces, from various sites on the peninsula of Greece. Now around 1150 BC, when Troy 7a was destroyed, Greece itself was undergoing terrible, terrible events of destruction. The first of these Greek palaces was destroyed around 1200 BC, that is, 50 years before the destruction of Troy 7a. So this is another set of problems. Could the Greeks have mounted a large-scale attack on Troy when their own settlements were being attacked or already destroyed? Now, this can't be solved right now. Scholars go back and forth, questioning the dates of various levels, studying the pottery. But there are other problems, too, in that there seems to be no evidence for Greek weaponry or other recognizable Greek artifacts in the destruction levels of 7a. Now, what happened afterwards to Hissarlik does accord well with the story of the Trojan War, in that the city seems to be virtually abandoned. There is some living activity going on at Hissarlik in the later levels of Troy 7, and what we find is a very poorly constructed type of pottery that is recognized in Central Europe, so-called barbarian ware, that can be found also in northern Greece and in kind of the Balkans. So the question lies, were these barbarians the destroyers of Troy 7a? Or did they simply move in the vacuum of power that the destroyed city presented? There are still no definitive answers about what happened at Hissarlik. We don't know whether the Trojan War was a historical event. We don't know whether war was waged because of a beautiful woman, or whether this wave of destruction that we find in Hissarlik is part of a broader problem in Eastern Mediterranean and the Near East. Perhaps it's wrong to even look for a historical reason or historical proof of the Trojan War. Perhaps it is better to recognize it as a wonderful tale that alludes to great communities, great societies in Greece and in Anatolia that ends with the destruction of a great city. And in fact, as we'll see, Hissarlik was not the only great city that was destroyed at this time. And as we'll talk about in two lectures from now, the Greeks themselves, their communities were destroyed at this time as well. And so perhaps the Trojan War is more of a relic of a period of time of palaces and great kings and great leaders that comes to an end about 1000 BC and creates a world in its ashes that is quite different. Now, there are a few ways to go about looking at or trying to find some answers to what happened at the end of the Bronze Age, what happens about 1000 BC. And one way to understand this is to look farther inland in Anatolia to study a people called the Hittites, who had a flourishing society that was contemporaneous with what we saw at Hissarlik, and, like Hissarlik, is destroyed mysteriously about 1100 BC. So our next lecture will concentrate on who the Hittites are and what might have brought about their demise.
This ends Lecture 2. If you borrowed this course from a public library and would like your own copy of the course guide for future reference, call Recorded Books at 1-800- 636-3399 and we'll send you a free copy. A shipping charge will apply.